represent some of the Korean service providers.
No, what I'm saying is there were actually Korean service providers on that list that I forwarded around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any contact people there, but there were names of corporations.
Okay. I'll take another look at that list, Ross.
Brian Cute joining the call.
Good morning, Mr. Cute.
Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Very well.
Hi, Brian. It's Glenn.
Hi. How are you, Glenn?
Fine, thanks. Good to have you on the call.
Thank you.
So you've obviously got onto the list properly.
I am. Thank you. Yep. So how many folks are we waiting on?
Everybody.
Barbara might be late, but normally she will be on call.
I found that attendance and timeliness of these calls has been deteriorating over time, and I hope this isn't indicative of a larger trend of apathy towards the work, because it's we haven't started yet. So it's going to come down to you, me, and somebody else on the call. We should probably talk about this sooner than later. I think how many people did we have on the last call, Glenn? Was there four?
Yes, there were very few. There were about four or five.
Out of a dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why this task force seems to have not such good attendance.
Is our esteemed chair joining us today? Or is he out on business?
Who's Brian?
Yes.
As far as I know, he's around.
Oh, it was Rome that he was talking. That's right, I'm getting confused.
Yes, it was Rome that he might have a problem with. Has anybody got any contact with Franny Willings? Because she hasn't been on the call.
I'm here. I'm on the call.
Oh, Franny, good.
Sorry, I tried to announce myself, but someone was...
Sorry, you didn't announce yourself.
No, I'm here. Sorry, last week I was at the State Department briefing on the World Summit, so I had to miss the call.
Okay. Are you receiving the notifications?
Yeah, it's jumbled on. I have a difficult time with the Eudora email, so it's kind of jumbled, but I find them. So thank you.
Well, since all is quiet on the teleconference front, I'm going to go get a refill of my coffee, and I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, I thought I sent that to you. Yes, I definitely will.
Thanks very much. I don't think I've received it from you.
Okay.
I sent mine off maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Did you send yours off, Terry? To me or to Barbara?
To Barbara.
Ah.
She actually acknowledged receipt.
Oh, okay. Then I'll get it from her, thanks.
If you need to cut another copy, just let me know.
Terry, can you send me another copy, please? I would be most grateful.
Sure.
If it's not a difficult thing to do.
Good morning, it's Brian Darvell.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. On the call, we have Franny Willings, non-commercial, Ross Radu has just gone off to get coffee, I think. Brian Cute from the registrars. Terry Clark. And have I missed anybody? Barbara will be a bit late.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and get started? I don't know that,
So what kind of exciting action did I miss?
Nothing yet, Ross. We're just getting started. I was looking at the agenda in Glenn's email, and I thought, well, we could talk, as far as the draft report, we talked about that last week. I'm going to put together a skeletal draft and circulate it to the four people who are going to be, I guess, Ross, Brian, maybe Terry, and I think Ken Stubbs wants to be involved. And we can massage that among the group and at least have a framework for what this interim report is going to look like that we have to get out in a couple of weeks. So I'll take care of the initial stab at that and try to get that out either. I had said Friday of this week. That may be doable. If not, it may go over to me. Given that we don't have a whole lot at this point to do, I think I'll have that around to the four no later than Monday of next week.
So you're really just talking about a framework for a future document, then, Brian?
Yeah, I think that's right, Ross. I mean, I don't think I might go ahead and draft the section that deals with the registrar data, to the extent we have that. I mean, the email you had put together on your efforts to get feedback from the registrars,
right.
And really just a framework for what the interim report is going to look like. So I don't think the document I send around is going to be terribly lengthy or substantive, just because we don't have the data yet. I just want to get a consensus among, three or four of us that this is what the interim report should look like. So I'll take care of that initial draft and get that out by Monday. I may get it out by this Friday, but there's some other things I'm working on that may delay that just a bit. As for the Rome meeting, why don't we it's looking like I'm not going to be able to attend, and I think it probably makes sense to have somebody there who can chair that meeting, and I, if I'm able to listen in, I will do so if that's feasible. But why don't we could either do it now or we could wait till next week to pick somebody who could just be the chair of that meeting, and maybe we should talk. Maybe next week we can talk about an agenda for that meeting. How we want to proceed at that point. Right now, we don't have a whole lot of people on the call. So I think maybe we should delay the selection of somebody to chair that meeting until next week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Who do we have on the call now, Brian? I missed the roll call, I'm sorry.
I think it's you, Brian, who's with the registrars, Terry Clark, myself, Franny Wellings, Glenn, and I think that's it. Is that right, Glenn?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've really got three constituencies on the call then.
So why don't we hold off on that?
Hi, it's Sarah Deutsch joining.
Oh, hey, Sarah. It's Brian. We were just talking about somebody to chair the meeting in Rome, and it's looking like I'm not going to be able to be there because of the conflict I have. So we were talking about picking somebody to chair that meeting, and I thought we could put that off till next week,
what day are we supposed to be meeting?
My understanding is it's Wednesday, March 3rd. Is that right, Glenn?
That's quite right. Wednesday, March 3rd, the three Gulu Task Forces are down for the whole morning. And then on Monday, the 1st in the afternoon at 6:30, there is a brief informal meeting in the desk room, and I will be sending out a notification to each task force member about this.
Is this for all task forces together, or?
It's for all task forces together. So it's a sort of brief pre-workshop meeting.
Okay.
It's only about half an hour.
Okay. Why don't we, Glenn, when you send out the agenda for next week, why don't you put on the agenda that we're going to pick somebody to chair the meeting in Rome?
Okay.
This is really just an administrative thing. Can't we do this on the mailing list in the meantime? It's, you know, it's up to you, but it just strikes me that we don't need to delay it if everybody's on that mailing list.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. I think that makes sense, actually. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do it by email? And do we have any nominations for who should chair the meeting in Rome? Don't all jump at once.
I'd love to have a week's vacation in Rome.
I'm with you, too, but I'm not going to be able to be there. Well, all right, why don't we do it by email? We'll figure that out. I mean, it's not I don't think it's a huge issue, and we should be able to work that out.
Do we know yet who's confirmed to be going from our task force?
Sarah, are you going?
I think so, yes. I'll be there.
Okay.
For some of the time, not the whole time.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get there, but it's just looking more and more unlikely. And Ross, how about you? Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Okay.
Brian, you'll be there as well?
Yes.
I think the better question for Annie is which constituencies will be represented. I think we've all got alternates now. So it may not be the people on this call that are going to be at the meeting, but we could probably get 6 out of 6 constituencies represented.
Okay, that's great.
I know that one of the alternates to the task force for the IPC is on the GNSO Council, and I believe he's going to be in Rome. So he'll be representing the IPC, for example. So I do think you're right. I think you'll probably have most of the constituencies present, and whether it's the rep or the alternate. I tell you what, why don't we just do that by email? I'll send out an email finding out who's going to be at Rome, and then we can talk about who should run the task force workshop when we're there. I don't think that's a big issue. We should be able to resolve that pretty quickly. As far as the timeline, I just sent around an email both to the task force and to Bruce Honkin and to Glenn and Barbara and the other task force chairs. We had a discussion back in January about a schedule, and I thought that schedule was adopted. The only change being that the constituencies said they needed more time to respond to the to provide constituency statements, so we were going to kick that date from February 16 to March 12. Under that proposed schedule, the call for constituency statements was supposed to go out, my understanding was, the week of either January 20th or January 26th. And Glenn, has that yet been issued, or is it still, ICANN has not yet posted the call for constituency statements?
As far as I know, nothing's been issued on that.
Okay, so I think that schedule, which I just emailed around to everybody, is the one we're proposing. And I know that on the last call, or maybe even 2 calls ago, we talked about the constituencies getting ready to put their position papers together, their statements together. And I think they should all be working on that now. And I'm having a call, I think, tomorrow with Bruce Tonkin and the other task force chairs and Barbara and Glenn, and we're gonna talk about that schedule. If there are any revisions to that, I will go ahead and circulate that. But my sense is that that's probably going to be the schedule that's adopted. Do you have any perspective on that, Glenn?
No, I don't.
Okay. So why don't we just plan that that's the schedule, and we'll work with it. And if there are any changes, I'll send around an email letting people know what was decided. I think what's going to happen is we're going to talk about it tomorrow, and then at the GNSO call on February 19, they're going to make a final determination on that schedule. So, and there may be further notification at that time, but I think that's kind of where we are. One other issue we should talk about is when we put these requests out to the various companies to respond to the survey, it's important that we each keep track of who we're providing it to. so we know where it's gone. And perhaps what members of the list can do is send an email to Glenn identifying to whom they've distributed the survey, to which companies, which groups, so that we'll at least have one centralized listing of the groups and associations to whom the survey's been distributed. Track that going forward. Ross, you had mentioned that you were going to take a look at, so you were going to think about how we could look at the response, how we might organize that. Have you done anything in connection with that?
Not yet?
Okay. Why don't we put that off till next week? I mean, it may be that we're going to start getting some responses in. Glenn, let me ask you this. Have you, I know we have an email address set up for the responses to the survey. Do you know whether anything's been sent to that email address?
For survey three, yes, we have got two responses.
Responses?
No, sorry, only one. The other is just a thank you. From Zap.
From who?
Zap.
Zap, all right.
That's the internet, a small ISP.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. Well, at least we know.
ISUSIIA, is that it? Yes.
Yes, they're a member of the U.S. Internet Industry Association.
That's right, yes. It comes from there.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, hopefully by next week we'll have sufficient responses that we can start rolling up our sleeves and working on how we're going to analyze the data. You know, Ross, maybe just take a peek at the survey and think about how we might do it. I mean, I think one thing would be simply to sort of kind of a statistical analysis, you know, for each question, here's the number of responses per particular answer, and then perhaps a categorical analysis, you know, this is what the registrars are, what the ISPs are saying, et cetera, and that way we can get a couple of different perspectives on the data we get back. Maybe you can think about that. We can talk more about it at next week's call.
Sure.
Is there anything else that anyone thinks we need to cover today? Okay, then why don't we plan on... I'll circulate that draft report to the subgroup of three or four that we established last week. And then that group can sort of work amongst itself to revise and restructure that format for the interim report. Next week, I'll send around an email about who's going to be in Rome and who would like to chair that meeting, and we can take a vote. Maybe we can get a couple of nominations for that. We'll just do that by email. Ross, you're going to look at the format for the analyzing the data, and then I'll send around an email once we get any further confirmation of the timelines from the GNSO Council. That will be after February 19th. Now, it may be that on tomorrow's call, the task force chairs will adopt a slightly modified schedule, in which case I'll notify everyone of that as well, so everyone knows what that schedule's. What the recommended schedule will be, but it won't be set until after the February 19 GNSO Council call, and I'll certainly let everyone know once I'm notified of that.
Brian, when is our task force going to start seeing some of those responses that are coming back? In other words,
I'm sorry. What was the question, Ross?
We're starting to get responses back. When is the when are the members of our task force going to have access to the data?
I think we've gotten one response back, and Lynn, how does that work? Who has access to the data? And
at the moment, Brian, Ken Kristen has got access to the archives, and I have asked him several times to let me have the archives, because perhaps it would be a good thing to give each person separately on the task force access to those archives, so that they're not actually public, but that you have access to them. So you can click on the link and you will see the responses.
Okay. Why don't you, if you could do that, Glenn, that would be useful. I think everybody, I mean, I don't see, is there any reason why, I mean, it seems to me everyone on the task force should have access to that. Does that make sense? It seems to me that I don't see a reason why that should not be the case. Anybody have any views on that? Okay. Well, Glenn, why don't you go ahead and see if you can set that up, and maybe you can send around an email once it is set up.
I'll do that.
To let everyone know.
As I say, I'm waiting for Kent to give a response, but I can give him a call on that to perhaps hurry it up.
Okay, that would be great. And that way we can start, you know, analyzing the data next week. I mean, I think the requested response date was February 16, which is in, 5 days? But, you know, presumably we're going to be getting responses back after that time frame as well, and probably right up to the day that the interim report is due on the 25th. I think we ought to, particularly the group who's going to be analyzing the data for the task force, ought to have access as soon as possible. And I do think it should be transparent. Everybody on the task force should be able to look at that data. We have not, to my knowledge, we have not made any representations to any of the surveyed companies that they're going to be, that we're going to hold this in confidence, have we?
Yeah, well, actually, I've got that question from within my own company. They want to know, will the data that we're collecting be reported in disaggregated form, or will it be associated with particular companies? And then what are we going to do about the confidentiality issue?
Yeah.
You know, I think companies generally may feel uncomfortable reporting on, you know, let's say they don't have the best security practice in a certain area. What are we going to do with that?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a tricky issue. What, anybody have any thoughts on that? Sarah, do you have any recommendations on how we might deal with that?
I think in order to encourage the greatest possible response, we should agree to report on the data, you know, based on your industry area, but not your name, you know.
And unless the company expressly authorizes it or something like that?
Yeah, unless they authorize it.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Maybe, I don't know what we do about the confidentiality issue, but maybe...
because I'm concerned about undertaking a confidentiality obligation. Maybe we should simply adopt the policy that we report on the data in aggregate and we don't name anybody.
And maybe we could give them the option of mailing it
important to Dave, sorry, Brian, that we not only mention who we sent the surveys to but who responded. I would be very uncomfortable issuing any sort of analysis without that data.
Maybe we can do that. I mean, maybe we can say this is who it was sent to, and this is who
responded. Specific results, exactly, sure.
With respect to the results, we simply say, you know, here are the results without identifying a particular company.
That's
and, you know, maintain confidentiality that way. I guess the downside with that approach is if you only get, you know, let's say three registrars who respond and you report the results and it may be that you could, you know, depending upon the number of respondents, it may be fairly clear, you know, what a particular company's responses are. But, I mean, I guess we can cross that bridge when we get to it. Sarah, is the concern that was expressed to you, were the particular companies involved, did they want confidentiality with respect to the fact that the survey was provided to them and that they responded, or only about their substantive responses?
I think they're concerned that their name not be associated with the responses, and they also don't want, you know, for example, with this trigger, some sort of, you know, with this information be passed on to the Department of Homeland Security to show them which companies are doing what. I mean, this is that may potentially be a big issue that prevents people from responding. You know, I think we should agree to use it just for the survey and make whatever assurances we can that the information is not going to be shared.
Yeah, but what is that? I mean, in practice, how do you do that? I mean, I can't or how do we do that consistent with Ross's Ross's concern? I don't know that that's possible, is it?
This is Barbara. I joined the call about a minute and a half ago, and so I've heard some of this discussion. I didn't hear Ross's initial concern, because in Task Force 1, this issue was raised, and in their survey, they actually said explicitly that the information would not be shared, you know, in terms of identifying by company beyond the members of the task force.
So then, right, we should just do the same thing.
But is that a... do you think that's possible? I mean, isn't the task force going to do their report, and isn't that report at some point going to be posted on the ICANN website?
Right, but it's not going to identify the company who submitted the data.
All right, well, what Ross was suggesting is that he thinks it's important that we identify by company name to whom the survey was provided and which companies responded.
Oh, I see.
And
in order to explain where our data came from?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand. I think that's actually that can be a valid point. I mean, you know, we may get three responses.
Right. I think if we get three responses, we have to, I mean, if like overall we only get three responses, then we have to say that we don't have enough data.
Yeah.
That's one approach we can take.
Right. Let me go back to Sarah for a second. Sarah, do you perceive a problem? I mean, I understand the concern you've raised or the companies have raised with you, and I guess my question is, if we were to identify, you know, here was a survey, we sent it to these groups, we sent it to these companies, and these are the companies that responded, and we name all of those, and then we analyze the data in aggregate without naming, you know, any company's particular responses, would that satisfy the concerns that have been raised with you?
It may. Again, I think it depends on the sample size, like you said. If there's only, you know, one financial service company and that we list the one that responded, that won't be helpful. But if we get a big enough response, then I think we should be okay.
Well, you're not going to be able to tell from the survey response whether they're in financial services or a web hosting company, would you?
No, I guess not.
Well, again, that'll depend on how we parse the data at the end. I mean, if we produce a report that says web hosting services had these needs and you know, used it in these ways, and only one web hosting company had replied, then, yeah, people will be able to tell. But, you know, but if we do the report in a different way, then we won't be able to discern that data.
Yeah, I guess my concern is we've got to be careful what we say to these companies in terms of, you know, how we maintain this confidentiality, because I'm just not sure that the ICANN structure is very conducive to doing that.
No, and then, you know, usually some conspiracy theory starts around that whole issue, too, so we've got to be careful.
Right.
At least reporting on in a confidential manner will help.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we can say is that we're going to we'll identify the groups and companies to whom the survey was provided, and identify which ones responded, but we will not identify their. We will not associate any response with any particular company or group. Well, any particular company. I think that's probably all we could say. Am I missing something here, or is that about right?
Well, I think we should just continue to monitor this and see if anybody is hearing feedback from any of the people you've sent the survey to about these kinds of concerns, and we can revisit it if necessary. If the responses start flowing in, we don't have to worry about it, maybe.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Why don't we, we'll reassess this next week and spend a few minutes, see if there's any further information that has come to light, and see if there's something else we need to do on it. Okay, well, I think that's it for this week, unless somebody else has another issue they want to raise at this point.
Sorry for not being on the call the whole time.
No problem. Okay, well, then why don't we reconvene next Wednesday, and we'll kind of see where things are.
Great.
Okay, talk to you all later.
Thanks.
Thank you.